Before we break, we have about 30 minutes or 25 minutes before for break, and then we come back. And the second session for today will be given by Brother Gregory. I will introduce him, and you will get to know him. He is a teacher in Balamand, and he is with a doctorate degree from the University of Thessaloniki in dogmatics, and you will enjoy listening to him. But before we break, let me correct something from yesterday. When we heard a question about the Divine Liturgy, to shorten it, and because of the Catholic influence, and because, you know, we don't like to hear anything like this in this room anymore. The Divine Liturgy is not made or fashioned by a human being, a Holy Father or Holy Fathers recited that for us. So the church is not coming from a vacuum. The church is the mind of the Holy Fathers. And one of the many expressions the church's mind is the Divine Liturgy. The Divine Liturgy, as you know, that common story, we keep repeating it, when the Prince of Kiev, Vladimir, became Orthodox. Before he became Orthodox, he sent his messengers everywhere to see, to experience what's the best practice to become Orthodox. They visited many places. They ended their journey in Constantinople. After they attended the Divine Liturgy, they went back to the prince and reported to him that they said, they didn't know whether we were in heaven or on earth because of the Divine Liturgy. Now, we have some wrong practices. We have some Catholic influence here and there. That is, you know, our ministry to correct it and to put it in order. So we cannot ask the Holy Synod or Sayyidina or Sayyidina or whatever. So reconsider. So think of. No, we don't. If you send me a letter now about that, I promise you I will never read it. I will never look at it, because this is not a question. The church is the holy body of Christ. We cannot, you know, like change. You know, see the converts, the new people who are joining the Orthodox faith. They keep telling us, in writing and in verbally, that because no changes in the Orthodox Church, no changes in the doctrines, no changes in the dogma, so that's why we love to become Orthodox. This is the answer. This is the answer. Now today, this morning, Orthros, the most beautiful moment for a prayer. Even we are in a hotel, we are not in a cathedral. We are not in Constantinople, but the presence of Jesus Christ is there. Listening to the beautiful hymnody and beautiful readings from the six Psalms and from everything, you know, we did. I said it to Father Hanna this morning at the breakfast. If we did it in the parishes, the way we did it here, Orthros, you know, that is the beginning. That is the preparation for the Divine Liturgy. So don't, you know, like sometimes we hear garbage from our people, so we don't have to take it seriously. We have to pray for those people who do not know what they are asking for. So the Divine Liturgy is the product of the Holy Father's experience. So if the church will have a new Chrysostom someday, after many centuries, maybe, but not I and you and he and he and he. The Holy Synod, you know, I remember when I was the secretary of the Holy Synod, we received many letters like that. The Holy Synod, you know, ignored all that, because the Holy Synod is not going to deal with that. The Holy Synod is not gonna invent new doctrines, you know, for the Orthodoxy, because we have the doctrines. So teach as much as you can, and you are a good teacher. Teach, and I help you. And my next visit to San Diego, to St. George, I will deal with this, and my teaching will be on this. I don't care about, you know, who is married to Catholic or who is influenced by Catholic or here or there. One day when I was in Cyprus, they asked, we don't need like to receive communion with a spoon because, you know, the Catholic do not do it. Okay, if they don't do it, their problem. Now in the Maronite Church, you know, they don't, you know, as we say, we don't believe in women's ordination. Now they give the Holy Chalice and the Holy Sacraments to lay women in the church to distribute it, to give communion to everyone. So if they have that, should we be influenced by here and there? We have the most beautiful literature from St. John Chrysostom and the teaching today. Be mindful, O Lord, of our priestly and all priestly rank from the anaphora of St. Basil the Great. What more beautiful, you know, we need. So I wanted to make it very clear that a question like this should not be raised in this room, in the diocese, in the archdiocese anymore, because we know the answer.